It's Friday, folks, the best day of the week. This is Dave Bauer, marketing analyst for Provemi. And before we start the weekend, I'll recap some pork industry and market highlights, and I'll also list some of the things to think about as we prepare for next week. USDA released the monthly cold storage report on Wednesday, showing total frozen poultry supplies up 4% from last month and up 2% from last year, with chicken stocks up slightly from last month and 6% over last year, and turkey stocks 14% over last month, yet down 17% versus last year. The total frozen red meats were down 2% from last month and up 7% versus last year. And in today's market, it's more the nearby trend that matters, as the change from last month is most indicative of nearby clearance. So total beef supplies were up 2% from last month and up 11% versus last year. But pork supplies were down 4% from last month, yet up 2% versus last year. And so if we're focused on the month-over-month trend, and likely a big part of why hog futures were so firm on Thursday, it's that ham stocks fell 23%, ribs were down 2%, loins down 5%, and although bellies were up 6% month-over-month, I think that's actually a good number compared to where I thought it could be. Versus last year, hams were down 15%, ribs up 30%, loins up 11%, and bellies up 34%. But that 34% is a combination of both a seasonal bill last year and a packaging problem this year. Weekly pork exports on Thursday saw Mexico jump to the top of the list this week, purchasing 13,700 metric tons, or 34.5% of the 39,900 metric ton total, which was down 13% from last week and down 11% from the four-week average. Pork shipments, however, jumped 12% this week to 40,900 metric tons, with China again taking the lion's share, or 45% of that total. And with Mexico back onto the scene in a big way, taking 22% of last week's shipments, the majority of which were hams. It was nice to see USDA bring us two reports this week that futures have now interpreted as positive price. But let's be clear, all prices didn't reflect strong gains, as producer prices were only up in a range of 1% to 5%. But futures, well, the May contract might just be the first contract to ever be locked up the new daily limit of $3.75. And with June futures just one tick off limit on Thursday, both May and June were up 20% over last Thursday's close. But the real driver has been the cutout, up 40% over that of last Thursday. And cutout, of course, is typically the directional leader. However, this cutout strength is due to reduced chain speeds of roughly 25 to 30%, and the resulting tightness in the pork output has increased competition for available pork supplies. Because these delays at the plant level have come just recently, the drawdown in March frozen supplies is simply strong exports and not likely that of supplies being pulled out of storage for current production decreases just yet. But this will be something to watch. If we consider that March frozen supplies are roughly 2.6% of March retail clearance in a weight equivalent, this suggests pork in cold storage represents about 14 days of consumption. But I'm not certain this is a concern just yet. What will be of concern is what happens when the backlog of hogs today come to town in the weeks ahead. And on the topic of forward profitability, these positives in the cutout have helped to lift the forward curve some, but haven't had much of an impact on the nearby returns. Remember, we had plenty of market-ready hogs before the slowdowns, and now there is simply a surplus of slaughter animals. This will take time. Just remember, it takes a long time to turn an aircraft carrier. And what you'd be thinking about for next week? Our Provemi Nutrition teams have been working diligently with our customers to customize and implement each customer's unique performance reduction plan. They have been in phase one reduction mode for a couple weeks now, and phase two and phase three plans have been discussed and are at the ready. If you haven't discussed these plans with your nutrition teams yet, it's time to ask. Lean on your trusted advisors to help you think through the most profitable scenario for your system and be diligent in creating your team for success. These are uncertain times, and it will pay dividends to be well prepared. At Provemi, we strive to give you the information you need to run a more precise pork system. So if you have questions on this week's recap or want to discuss something I didn't cover, reach out to me by clicking on the Ask Dave button on your Feedstuffs Precision Pork Podcast landing page. Thanks for listening, and make sure you plan today for tomorrow's success.